USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Alec Baldwin says he did nothing wrong on the set of the movie Rust when a gun went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. But Baldwin and the woman in charge of the weapon will both face involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico. Correspondent Von Hilliard in Santa Fe says Baldwin's attorney quickly issued a statement.
The decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win.
Hutchins' family also issued a statement saying it supports the charges and it's a comfort to know that no one's above the law. It's not easy in California after nearly 3 weeks of rainstorms and all the mud they created.
Our backs are hurting. My feet are killing me in these rain. It's disgusting, you know. The mud is so unbearable.
Benton, California resident Caitlin Clancy, President Biden's traveling to California to inspect some of that damage. Even talking about the idea of the U.S. defaulting on its debt will hurt the whole world's economy. That's the message from White House economic advisor Brian Deese.
Like Congresses in the past, this Congress has a basic set of obligations, and none more fundamental than maintaining the full faith and credit of the United States.
Congress must raise the debt limit, but some Republicans want that bill to contain spending cuts as well. Former President Trump's promising a big political speech today in Miami. He says he'll be holding many giant rallies as he rolled out his presidential campaign this year. New York Congressman George Santos is denying two recent allegations that he stole money intended to treat a disabled vet's dying dog and that he performed in a drag show in Brazil. He calls that categorically false. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
If you have a low opinion of the healthcare system in the USA, you are not alone. A new Gallup survey says just 48% of us say the system is excellent or good. It's the first time in more than 22 years Gallup has found that fewer than half of Americans like the system. Several states are considering bans on the social media platform TikTok on state-issued smartphones and other devices. Texas is trying to go farther. A ban on TikTok from any computer network or server in the entire state university system. A bad idea, says one researcher.
Banning TikTok does not mean propaganda and manipulation are going to go away on TikTok.
That is Sam Woolley, who leads the Propaganda Research Lab at the University of Texas in Austin. He says a ban on the UT system would mess up his work.
The ban on TikTok limits my ability to generate understandings of the ways in which this new, incredibly important platform affects day-to-day life.
Woolley adds a ban would not stop students from watching the Chinese-owned video site. They'll just do it on their own phones using their own data plans. A Utah congressman's looking to do even more. A ban on kids under 16 from having any social media accounts. Republican Chris Stewart tells a Salt Lake City TV station his goal is to combat the depression, isolation, and other harmful effects caused by social media. Stewart expects bipartisan support as well as pushback from tech companies. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.